Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome to Birddown Tonight, your daily Orioles talk post-game show after the ball game. But I'm here on the East Coast. As many of you probably know, tonight the Orioles play in about 17 minutes. I believe it's a 9:40 start in Oakland, and that means we're talking about a post-game show that would be around 1 a.m., 1:30 a.m., something like that. The way games have been going this weekend, with that long Friday night game followed by a hail delay on Saturday night, who knows what time this game's going to end. So I can't promise a post-game show tonight, so I want to do a pre-game show. Remember, Birdland Tonight is your only Orioles pre-post game show that's brought to you by fans for fans. It's steered by you. Head on over into the comments and help steer the show. Check us out live on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, all under the heading at Birdland Sports. Give us a follow on Instagram at Birdland Sports, B-A-L. I even tried going on TikTok tonight, but I don't think I know how to work it. But we're over on TikTok at Section 336. And go into your podcast app. If you're on Spotify, give us 5 stars and subscribe to Birdland Tonight. If you're in iTunes, give us 5 stars, subscribe, and write a review. It's the best way for Oriole fans to find out about this show. So take care of all that for us. It helps us out immensely. All right. So thinking about a pregame show and what do you want to do, how a pregame show, what's it really about? And we tweeted over on at Birdland Sports earlier today, and the tweet was pretty – I accidentally pinned the thing. The tweet was real simple. What do you want to see this weekend or this week? What do you want to see out of the Orioles road trip? And that's what I want to figure – that's what I want to talk about. We got – I think it's a popular topic because right now, as I'm looking, there's 39 responses with people, which I'll take that. It's enough to say, hey, let's hop on board and hop online and talk about this. Here's the tweet. Hi, Birdland. What are you hoping to see from the team in this 7-game trip out west, either record-wise or even just in terms of how certain guys play? So 7 games, and James is predicting a 3-3 record. I don't know what that means for a West Coast trip. Earthquake delay? Postponement? I think you're missing a game, James. Maybe, let's see, it's Oakland and then it's Anaheim. Can you have a sunshine postponement? I think we're gonna get all 7 games in. I'm pretty confident about getting 7 games in this week. It'd be 4 games in Oakland and 3 games in Anaheim. So head on over into the chat, those chat rooms I mentioned earlier. Let me know your thoughts. I'm going to start with what some people think on Twitter and see what you guys think. Charlie is saying that he wants to see the pitching continue to thrill. And, of course, his fantasy team wants Mountcastle to crush. It's tough to watch football for me and not be leaning towards and wanting things to selfishly happen for my fantasy team. It works out in your favor when that player is on your team. All right, the future is bright. Would like 4-3, but even 3-4 he would take. I feel the same way. 4-3 would be amazing. Matt, over on Section 336, says, I want to see our bats come alive and score some runs, and hopefully a lot of dongs. We've seen very little dongs by the Orioles this year. Cedric Mullins has a couple. And besides that, it's been quiet at the plate. 3-4 would be nice, Mark says. It's good teams and would like to see the bats pick it up a little. And this trip probably will determine how quickly some young guys come up by the next homestand. I don't know. I don't even if you won seven games on this road trip, I don't think that affects when you see Kyle Bradish or Grayson Rodriguez. Adley Rutschman, it's all health-wise when we see him. So I don't think this road trip really affects that. All right, Matt also jumped in and said, win the Oakland series, so that'd be three games, and win a game against the Angels. 4-3 would be a great victory. The Angels are a great team. I was saying the other day, at least we get to watch Shohei Ohtani. That's the best part about next weekend. But Oakland's a mediocre team. I get it. We're a bad team. That means a mediocre team, in theory, should be better than us. But it's Oakland. I'm not ready to give them too much credit, and I'm with Matt there. If we could take the series and win a game against the Angels, I'd be extremely happy coming out of that. Let's see. All right, Dylan says, I think the standard gets set tonight, how Watkins pitches and how this team reacts. Show up how the road trip shows how the road trip will go. I'd like to see Odor heat up a bit, and I think it's time for Owens to go. Dylan, you want Chris Owens to go, but you think Odor is going to heat up? I'm a little confused there. I'm the opposite. I'm done with Odor. I was done with Odor before the season started. I have no desire for Odor. I get the frustration with Chris Owens. He struck out three times yesterday. But if they get rid of Owens and let's see Odor heat up, you might be still smoking something based on yesterday's hit of Odor. That's the only thing of quality Odor has done since coming to Baltimore. All right, Ron John, where are you at? You want to hit with risks to improve, obviously. Well, yeah, I think that's the big takeaway for me is risk. 10 for 86, we mentioned that. But 3-for-9 yesterday. Huge bump in yesterday's 3-for-9. Let's build on that and let's get that risk to improve. No more at-bats for Chris Owens. More Chris Owens hate from Ron John. Call up Robertson Nystrom, Tyler Nevins, or anyone else not named DJ Stewart that can at least provide an offensive spark as a pinch hitter. Guys, have you looked at this roster? Looked at our starting lineup. If you're counting on a guy from AAA to bring spark into this lineup that's not named Adley Rutschman, I think you're going to be looking a while. I get that Tyler Nevins has had an excellent game this week, that he's been playing great. And I'd love to see Nevins over Owens. I'll give you that. But he's not the spark this team needs. We have actual big league players ready to play on this team that need to hit the ball. All right, let's look over in the chat. Pocket Watch says that he's starting to get ready for bed. Forgot that the game starts around midnight. Pocket Watch, where are you? That tonight's game starts at 9:40, and for you it starts around midnight, so that would be 11:40. So you're 2 hours further east. You have to fill me in because I don't know math well enough. What's that, England? Would that be the next thing, East Coast? We got to get over the Atlantic. I don't know geography that well. You must be in the UK, am I right? All right, Pocket Watch is exaggerating. All right, 10 o'clock feels like midnight sometimes. I get that, Pocket Watch. All right.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
James, our chat room is falling asleep. James is more tired than he hoped. He was hoping to stay up for the first few innings, but I think I might fall asleep before the end of the pregame. Man, and he said that before I started, so thankfully it's not because I am going to put him to sleep. Though there are many podcasts that I love that put me to sleep often, so maybe it's a compliment. All right, that's it. And the Pocket Watch does what I do. I'll have this playing in the background tomorrow. I will fall asleep to the sounds of the Oriole game tonight. Or if it's a great game, I'll stay up and I'll be here for the post-game show. But don't count on that at this point. Well, the A's are supposed to be bad, but they have a good record. And the Angels are supposed to be good, but they always disappoint, said James. So he's going for 3-4. And Pocket Watcher's goal is to not get swept this weekend. All right, would Matt be a give up opposing dongs in exchange for more Orioles dongs? With dongs for dongs? I think we'd rather... See, I don't think so, because if you give up dongs in order to get dongs, then you're hurting your pitching staff at the same time. And I don't think I want to hurt my pitching staff in order to get better bats. So I'm going to say no. I'd rather have manufactured a couple runs and our pitching staff stay the way they are. All right, some more responses to what do we want to see tonight as we have a few more minutes before the game starts. Hacksaw jumps in with 4-3 or better. Timely hitting, score more than 7 runs 2-3 times. Continue to take walks. Continue bullpen dominance. Santander, Mountcastle, multiple home runs. Mancini, 1 home run. Hacksaw, did you forget we're a bad team? 4-3 or better, guys. If the Orioles come out of this as 4-3, the way they've played on road trips the past few years, if they come out of this thing in 4-3, I'm starting to play. I'm finding that Why Not tape and starting to play that music again. I'm getting excited if the Orioles come out of this 4-3. They'll look for 4-3 and better as expected. And I get you with timely hitting. Your list, Hacksaw, sounds awesome. That sounds like a team that I could cheer for. That sounds like a team that could win some games. All right, Orioles statistics jumped in. I'd be thrilled if we come back east, having gone 4-3. Would like to see the bats wake up soon, too. I totally agree, Orioles statistics. I'd be thrilled with 4-3. And the bats would have to wake up, I would think, in order to be 4-3. Nick would like some small ball steals, hit and run. When they clip the top 25 in power rankings, we will be on the move. I think we're at number 28 right now, Nick. So, yeah, hey. We go 4-3, that'll bump us a little bit. We win all 7 out west, maybe you're looking at that 25. Oakland sent 7 guys to the COVID list, so we've got a real shot to win the series. Hit with wrists, keep up the solid pitching. Studs in Cedric, Trey, Ryan start playing like studs. I think that's a key that Justin Ecker's pointing out. We need those guys to step up, the stars of this team. Cedric Mullins, Trey Mancini, Ryan Mountcastle, they need to play like leaders on this team. They need to hit the ball better. A 4-3 record would be a win for me. Love to see some more home runs, too. Hey, Matt, Pat, 4-3 and potentially see a roster shakeup. Nothing large, but moves that need to be made. Yeah, I feel like you don't see a roster shakeup, though, once you're over on the West Coast. We would have seen it earlier today. And let's see. Unless I missed it, there wasn't a shakeup today, right? No, it looks like the same type of lineup going out there today. I don't see any shakeups. All right, let's see. To compete, that's all. What is your definition of compete, I'd ask Alan. All right, Aaron Bozeman wants to know, very eager to see how Hyde manages the scraps of the starting rotation minus Means and balanced in the bullpen. On paper, we've got 63 innings to get through. Feels like a big number. It's true. That's what we've talked about many times about our bullpen and leaning too much on the bullpen. All right, 3-4. Chalky Black would be excited. 3-4, Orioles Magic would be happy with. I agree. 4-3 would be amazing. I'd like 4-3, but I'm hoping for 5-2. 5-2, 5-2, 5-2. 3-4, 3-4, 5-2, 3-7, 4-3. I think Lester's onto something with that 3-7. 4-3. All these people. 5-2. 5-2 would be amazing, guys. Yes, if the bats come in live, it should be possible. Sure, if they really sent 15 people on their COVID list and those are like their star players, so we get to face the minor league team. Yeah, maybe we can win 5-2, considering we'd have to win 4 in Oakland and get a 4-game sweep. 4-game sweep in Oakland and then people will start talking about the Orioles. No one's going to talk about the Orioles right now as we're 3-6. We are 3-6, and you guys are asking for 5-2 and acting like you won't be happy unless it's 5-2. Settle down. I know yesterday's game was fun. I know we took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. 5-2, as James says, is some crazy talk. All right, the left sucks. Says, I really like Mateo right now at short. I'd like to see Mullins, Mancini, Urias get back to who they were last year. I think we would see a lot more wins come our way, and pitching has been much better, which is even more exciting. I'll tell you, I do like that Birdland is excited and that people are excited and feeling good about the Orioles. It's way better that there's all these people wanting 5-2 than people just hating on the Orioles. People should care once runs. Katie Polly wants us to continue pitching well and better situational hitting. By situational hitting, you're bringing back the wrist. 10 of 86 this season, 3 of 9 yesterday was way better. James, should Matt Harvey go in the rotation? I don't think Matt Harvey's ready yet. I think he missed spring training. It's going to take him a while. I think it's another, a couple more weeks until we can see Matt Harvey out, which is too bad because we could definitely use him in our rotation this week. All right, so last year, we lost 2 out of 3 at home against the A's, and we won 2 out of 3 in Oakland, and John Means won 2 games of those games. Tonight, the Orioles take on the Athletics. The starting lineup is Cedric Mullins, center field, Ryan Mountcastle, first base, Anthony Santander in left field, Trey Mancini to DH, Rogador in second base, Ramon Urias at third base, Austin Hayes in right field, Anthony Boom is your catcher, and Jorge Mateo is at short. I'm comfortable with that lineup. Let's see what it does. And, of course, your pitcher for tonight is none other than the guy we've been excited about all season, Spencer Watkins. Let's see what Spencer Watkins can do, see if he can come out a little bit better than he did. He only gave up one earned run, 4 total runs in 3 innings against the Brewers. He's never faced the Athletics. Let's see what he can do tonight. Pocket Watch is jumping in. I'd still like to keep my expectations low, but if we win 5 out of 2, I'll be the one going crazy. Guys, 5 out of 2? 5 out of 2, when would that be? That'd be Sunday night. If we're closing out this series, going 5 out of 2 on Sunday night, we're playing that 1989 Orioles Why Not song as we record some Birdland tonight. You guys are crazy. 5-2 would be amazing and would really put some people on notice and maybe help the prospects come up early if you really think 5-2 makes a difference. I don't know, but the game starts in about 60 seconds. Oh, so this is where I get to do the handoff, send it over to my friends, Jim Palmer and Kevin Brown. I think that's who's doing the broadcast tonight on TV. Guys, we'll talk to you later.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.